Okay, we're doing Tentivot Shalom, and we had learned about the Pasuk Vanasa Vital Seir. We traveled around the mountain of Seir, and suddenly Hashem tells us, you're traveling around this mountain too much, turn to the north. The word north is Safona. Safona, we had explained, is also the word Safun, hidden. And Hashem was telling us, according to the Medrash, what Hashem was telling us is, hide yourself. When you come in contact with Esav, hide yourself. You see Esav coming to deal with you. He's coming to harm you. Hide yourself. Where do you hide? In the Beis Medrash. Hide yourself to the Torah. The Torah is called Yitzpon Laisharim Tushia, the hidden thing that God prepared for the straight people. And the Netzivot Shalom had said two questions. He said, we understand that when we have to contend with Esav, the way to do it is, like the Medrash says, run away to the Torah. But why does the Medrash use the term run away to the Torah? Why doesn't it just say learn Torah, deal in Torah, like it usually does? And furthermore, why does the Pasuk continue with the second commandment to the nation, you're traveling near Esav, watch yourself very much? Why does the Pasuk have to say command the nation? They were already told that this is what they should do. So we're up to the second paragraph, Parshas Devarim. The heading is Vanasa V'tal Seir. We surrounded Mount Seir. The Yeshta Ver Einyan. So we have to explain this concept. When we deal with the appeal of Esav, there are two ways. Just as we find in Yaakov's prayer when he's going to contend with Esav, he requested the following: Shebikesh Hatzileini Na, Hashem, please save me. And now he uses two terms. He says, Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav, from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esav. Yesh Haklipa Shel Achi, there's the external Esav in which he shows we're brothers. She'eino mefateto le'averot gasot umugushamot, that Esav says, we're connected, and he does not try to seduce Yaakov to vulgar, base, physical sins. But rather, he shows that we're brothers, and he says, let's be partners in the Torah and in the service of Hashem. And he wants to be a partner. He says, we'll do the Torah together. That's one way Esav tries to take us down. And then you have the peel of Esav that tries to overcome him and seduce him to vulgar physical sins. So those are the two ways that Esav tries to bring Yaakov down. And corresponding to these two concepts, we have the two sections of the Pasuk. The Zlatchem will pick up here in a minute. We said Esav tries to bring us down either by being buddy-buddy, and then he says, let's be partners, let's serve Hashem together, or he tries in a more direct way to bring a person to seduce him to vulgar physical sins. And corresponding to these two ways of Esav, we have the two parts of the pasuk. Ala klipa shel achi, about this external aspect of brother, we're together. Ne'ma pnu lachem tzafona, about that God tells the Jewish people, turn to the north. Ukilshon ha-midrash al zeh, like the Medrash says, imritem shemizdaveg lachem, if you see Esav coming to bond with you. Haynu shu davuk bachem megamri kechelik bilti nifad. Esav tries to connect like you cannot separate from him. Ve'etza lazeh, how does one overcome that? The advice is, ipnu lachem tzafona shetivrechu la'torah. Turn to the north. We said the north is tzafon. Tzafon is the hidden. It's a reference to the Torah. Bilashon birchu, and the fact that they use the term run away to the Torah, hulefi shebatorah yesh limud bechitzoniyut uvepashtut sheosek batorah. On the one hand, there's a simple way of learning Torah. I'm just dealing in Torah. And then there's the higher level of Torah, where the Torah enters a person and is hidden within him. And that's why the pasuk says, turn to the north. That's the internal aspects of the Torah. Like the Medrash says, King David says, in my heart I hid your word so I don't sin before you. And Yetzer Hara Sholet Al HaTorah, the Yetzer Hara can't take hold of the Torah. Umisha HaTorah Belibo, Whoever puts the Torah in his heart, in Yetzer Hara Sholet Bo, V'lo Nogea Bo. The Yetzer Hara cannot control him, cannot touch him. V'chen Hu Omer, and so too the verse says, Torah Elokav Belibo Lo Timad Ashurav. When the Torah of his God is in his heart, then he doesn't stumble. L'chen Ne'emar, that's why the Pasuk says, Belibi Tzafanti Imratecha Leman Lo Echtalach. I hide your words in my heart, so I won't sin to you. The verse says, in my heart, not on my heart. So long as the Torah is sitting on the heart, waiting to enter, doesn't protect him. Sometimes we learn it, and we're contemplating. Do I buy it? Don't I buy it? It's not yet in our hearts. When the Torah is in the heart, then it protects a person from sin. Only when a person hides the words of the Torah in his heart, as muftachani shelach talach, then he can be promised he won't sin before Hashem. V'chasher Torah Elokav b'libo lo timad ashurav, and when the Torah is in his heart, he won't stumble. Uve'et sheyudi eino yachol latzpin haTorah b'pnimiyut levavo, and when a Jew cannot put the Torah deep in his heart, az tzarich lekayem, so what does he do? He says, I'm not holding there yet. I read it, I hear it, but I haven't internalized it. So then we have to do what the Rebbe said. He's quoting, I don't know which Rebbe. The Ma'idichtiv ayod v'rim ed Hashem chin tzavcha yom al levavecha. We say in Kriya Shema every day, the words of the Torah should be on the heart, ve'lo b'levavecha. We don't say the words of the Torah should be in the heart. She'yesh pa'amim shelipo shel yehudi sagur u'msugar. Sometimes a Jew's heart is completely sealed. U'mocho and his mind atum. Is also an enclosed cavity. Cannot enter. And sometimes it's just impossible to put the words of the Torah in the heart. And at that time, the key is, if you see you cannot internalize it, keep it on the heart. Learn it. It should always be there. It should always be ready. And when he finds his heart is moved, it's opened, even for something physical, yuchal az lachnis ta Torah bilvavo, the Torah will be able to enter. Think about it. A person who cannot connect to the Torah, it's not just the Torah he can't connect to. The second the heart is open, the second the person's heart is open to other people, to other concepts, it's also open to the Torah. When is the Torah precluded from entering one's heart? When his heart is closed. People sometimes suffer trauma, people walked away from the Holocaust. They couldn't feel. They couldn't feel anything. They couldn't do Torah. So then the advice is, okay, but keep it handy. Keep it on the heart. You can't put it in, but keep it there. And then when the heart opens up, it'll enter just like the other things enter. We also have to explain, why does it say run away to the Torah? Says when Esav comes to bond with you, it uses the word mizdaveg. That's like marriage. Ha'itzai shetivrechu la'Torah, the advice is run away to the Torah. Lo dai shetachnisu ta Torah bekirbechem. It's not enough that you put the Torah inside of you. Ela shebechol mahutchem umtziutchem tivrechu legamrei l'toch haTorah. You take your whole existence and you run completely into the Torah. Shetitnaru lechalutin mikol inyanei ha'olam. That you shake yourself clean of things of this world, devitula yeshut, you stop being who you are. A person can come to Machon Meir and sit here with his BlackBerry, and he's busy on the website and in Facebook, and he's doing everything in the whole world. He's just taking the whole world and putting it into Machon Meir. So you come to the base medrash, but you're everywhere else. You're answering emails. Your whole life. You just bring it into the Beit Midrash. That's why the advice is run away to the Torah. Leave it. You want to grow in the Torah. You want to learn how to build your life. Don't take all the schmutz from outside and put it in the base measures. No. Leave the outside. Outside you run away and delve into the Torah. Shake yourself of the things in the world. Be prepared to build a new personality. Be prepared to develop. You can't come in here and take everything with you and then say, okay, well, how am I going to grow? As tuchluli patel mizdavguta yetzarava. If you run away to the Torah, then a person can separate himself from the bond he's made in his life with the yetzarava. V'zeu omron, that's why the pasuk says, Rav lachem sovet ha'ar hazeh, you've been going around this mountain too much. Ha'ru ha'yetzarava. When we speak about a mountain is an allusion to the yetzarava. K'ma'amar Chazal, like our sages taught, Tzadikim nitmelehem kehar. To the righteous, the Yetzirah looks like a mountain. You got to climb it, but it's surmountable. Uchmo dechtiv lishpot et ha'risav, shezeu ma'oz ha'klipa. The strength of this peel of Esav is the mountain of Esav. Uchaneged zeh yeshar Hashem. Corresponding to that, we have the mountain of Hashem Harsina. Uchmo dechtiv mi yale behar Hashem, as the verse says, who can ascend the mountain of Hashem? Perush. What does it mean? How do you ascend the mountain of Hashem? Shemitne'er legamer mekol inyanei olam hazeh. V'chol na'inav hem rak la'alot me'ar Hashem. When a person's focus is, I want to climb the mountain. Any of you ever climb a high mountain? I'm not talking about one day journey. I'm talking about 3 weeks journey.
I went to the Himalayas once.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like, but not like 3 weeks, or like 5 days.
When you're climbing a mountain, after the first hour, after the first day, after you've gone a period without showering, without having normal food, you reach a point where the only way you're going to make it up that mountain is with determination. When your sole goal is, I'm making it to the top, I'm not stopping here. In many challenges in life, but the example that's used in Tanakh is a mountain. So, the Netivot Shalom says, you want to ascend the mountain of Hashem, you have to be focused. When a person's focused, then he doesn't think, well, I wish I could be here, I wish I could do that. You have to be focused. The focus is making it to the top. והפסוק השני נאמר כנגד הקליפה של עשיו, וכמו דכתיב את עם צו למור. The second verse, where it says, command the nation, telling them, you're passing near Esav, watch yourself. The nation, העם, הם המון העם, they're the average people, האנשים הפשוטים, השפים בתאבות מגושמות. They're the people who spend their lives in the physical. They're already stuck to desire. V'otam tzav le'mor, and about them Hashem tells Moshe, command them, atem v'rim mitbul achachem b'nei Esav, ha'yishvim b'seir v'yir'u mikem, you're passing near Esav and they will fear you, te'idu shinachem nechnasim l'mkom tamim etor ha'tavot. You have to know, we're entering territory near Esav, it's defiled. We're entering territory where this is the home of desire. V'reshit kol ha'torah k'dosha mavticha, shekochot ha'tumah mityarim mikem. The first promise the Torah makes us is you should know that the strengths of desire, they're scared of you. Ki koach ha-kedusha yoter chazak mikoach ha-tumah. The strength of holiness is always strong. You know, in life we don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. You ever try taking care of a garden? The weeds always seem to come back. The flowers you got to take care of, proper water, proper feed, proper soil. The weeds, they can always come back. Life always seems that way, right? The bad can always grow. Everywhere you go, you see the weeds growing. You want to cultivate something, that takes work. So that's why the first thing the Torah tells us here, you should know, at the end of the day, the strength of holiness is stronger than the strength of tumah. Achen, but, v'nishmatem od, you have to watch yourself very much. Shetizaru mod al nashotechem, leval titlu b'mtzudetam. Watch yourself, you don't fall in their trap. Sheyesh asher adam nimtza m'mkom mesukan, v'eino yodea mizeh. Sometimes a person could enter a danger zone, and he doesn't even know it. V'al zeh ba Torah kedosha lazhir. And about that, the Torah is coming to warn, Sheinchem nimtzim b'gvul achichem b'nei Esav. You're at the border, v'nishmachtem od, all you have to do is watch yourself. If you really watch yourself, at the end of the day, you have to know that the strength of Kedusha is stronger. So, the Netivot Shalom told us two thoughts about this. He said, the warning, run away, hide yourself in the Torah, corresponds to when Esav tries to be buddy-buddy. When the Yetzer Hara comes as our friend and says, let's learn together. Yeah, let's learn together and I'll pull you down from within. And there the idea is, run away. If I bring him in, then he's contending with me in the Bet Midrash. The idea is, run away to the Bet Midrash. Leave him outside. Shut the cell phone. When was the last time you guys shut a cell phone?
I don't even have a cell phone.
Oh, so you see, you don't either shut your cell phone. Okay, so the idea is, to contend with this, a person has to first allow himself to focus on climbing the mountain of Hashem. And then when it comes to just the overt, vulgar desires that a person might have to contend with, there the strength that Moshe gave the people was, you should know, you have it within you to overcome. The strength of Kedusha is greater than the strength of Tumah. Your responsibility is to watch yourself. There are always traps, there are always pitfalls. Your responsibility is nishmatem ne'od. Thank you.